From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. James Bond has played poker, Borat has raised hackles, penguins have danced, and together, these films have managed to help Hollywood bounce back from last year's box office slump. 2006 will not be setting records, but it's on track to break the $9 billion mark for only the fourth time in history. That's if the holiday films that open before the end of the year do well. With 38 days left in 2006, there are some 40 films still to open, including quite a few that hope to qualify for the Academy Awards. Bob Mondello has a selective preview of the holiday season.
Hollywood is starting the season with a film about the season. A director known for movies about teenagers, Catherine Hardwicke, turns her attention to teens some 2,000 years ago who are dealing with an unexpected pregnancy on a lonely road far from home. Their names, Mary and Joseph. Their story, the Nativity story.
You have found favor with God.
We will give birth to a son.
Do you know how much disgrace you have brought upon yourself? Upon Joseph, Mary.
I have broken no vow.
Women have been put to death for this.
The Nativity story is a, shall we say, by-the-book recounting of the events leading up to the birth of Jesus, and the Good Book is just one of many that will be brought to the screen for the holidays. Among the others, The Painted Veil, W. Somerset Maugham's novel about a young doctor who takes his wife deep into China in the 1920s.
It's the worst epidemic anyone's seen in a long time. I have volunteered to take charge.
You can't be serious about taking me into the middle of a cholera epidemic.
Do you think that I'm not?
Actually, he is serious, to punish her for having an affair. While in the screen version of the bestseller The Good German, George Clooney finds himself on the other side of an affair, one that gets him involved in black market intrigue in post-war Berlin. And there's more from the library shelf, including the most expensive film ever made in Europe, an English-language German picture about an 18th-century Frenchman who becomes notorious for his nose. It's Perfume, the story of a murderer.
His phenomenal sense of smell was a gift that had been given to him, and him alone.
And what does he do with that gift? Well, from the title, you know it's going to be lethal.
What's in there?
I'm creating a perfume.
A perfume of such power that every person on Earth believed they were in paradise.
Epic in sweep, gorgeous to look at, Perfume, the story of a murderer, is a really dark holiday attraction, which is something you could also say about Children of Men, which leaps from page to screen with a portrait of a future in which mankind doesn't seem to have a future.
The world was stunned today by the death of Diego Ricardo, the youngest person on the planet. The youngest person on Earth was 18 years, 4 months, 20 days, 16 hours, and 8 minutes old.
The ultimate mystery. Why are women infertile? Some say it's genetic experiments, pollution. Why do you think we can't make babies anymore?
Doesn't matter. It's all over in 50 years. It's too late.
Makes global warming seem almost irrelevant, no? And while we're talking books, let's not forget the children's classic Charlotte's Web, which arrives on screen with its live-action barnyard populated by such vocal talents as Oprah Winfrey, Robert Redford, John Cleese, and Julia Roberts.
My name is Charlotte. Charlotte A. Cavatica.
Hi. I've never met a spider before.
What are you doing?
Making breakfast.
Do you eat flies?
No. I drink their blood.
Please don't hurt me.
Also for kids are a couple of pictures with less literary pedigrees, an animated film called Arthur and the Invisibles about a boy on a quest for treasure in his own backyard, and a slapstick comedy called Unaccompanied Minors about an airport staff that has to deal the day before Christmas with a whole plane full of, well, unaccompanied minors.
I got unaccompanied minors!
Is this some kind of prison?
Could be worse.
Parents will no doubt be overjoyed. Happily, there are lighthearted films for adults, too. A star-studded house-swapping romance called The Holiday, a May-December romantic comedy that's prompting Oscar talk about Peter O'Toole called Venus, and a special effects comedy called Night at the Museum that seems to want to be this year's Ghostbusters.
It can get a little spooky around here at night, so you might want to put a few lights on. And the most important thing of all to remember, don't let anything in or out.
Out?
Also relying on digital effects are a trio of spectacles, Aragon, in which a farm boy fights dragons in a mythical kingdom, Pan's Labyrinth, which explores the fantasies of a little girl during the Spanish Civil War, and Curse of the Golden Flower, the latest martial arts pageant from Chinese director Zhang Yimou. Another picture that's said to be pretty spectacular, though without so many special effects, is Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, a portrait of human sacrifice in the end times of the Mayan Empire. And sacrifice in pursuit of precious gems is what spurs Leonardo DiCaprio in Blood Diamond. It also gives him a chance to try on a new accent. A few weeks ago in The Departed, he sounded Bostonian. This time, he's South African.
Sometime you're here to make a difference, huh?
And you're here to make a buck.
You know, in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang.
If the grandness and the suspense that are everywhere this holiday season seem like too much, there'll also be what looks like a heaping helping of uplift and Christmas treacle, as Will Smith plays a homeless dad in the pursuit of happiness, a town and a team come back from a horrendous football tragedy in We Are Marshall, and a boxer returns who we all thought was finished many times over.
I think I want to, like, fight. You know, nothing big, small stuff, like, locally.
What are you trying to prove, Pop?
I thought you might want to get involved.
Don't you think you're too, you know, old?
Rocky Balboa back for one more final jab at glory, with Sylvester Stallone both in front of the camera and behind it, where he joins two other actors who will be sitting in the director's chair this Oscar season, Robert De Niro with his CIA story, The Good Shepherd, and Clint Eastwood with the Japanese side of his Flags of Our Fathers story in Letters from Iwo Jima. But what's garnering the most Oscar talk is the film version of a Broadway musical from the 1980s about a group not unlike the Supremes called The Dreams. They are Dream Girls. Dream Girls, dreaming of the one night only that matters, Oscar night, just like all the other kids in Tinseltown. I'm Bob Mandela.